Hello, everybody. This is Steph Edsel, therapy host for this podcast, DBT Weekly. I hope everybody survived the holiday. I apologize. I meant to record sooner, but I had some gear issues. So I'm just back to my regular little headphones and iPhone to record today's episode. I want to talk about suffering. And the equation that we teach here in DBT is pain plus avoidance equals suffering. That can be any kind of pain. Remember that pain is subjective, and we get to decide what's painful for us. And when we avoid it, that's when the suffering increases. Okay, so I recently had an email sent about suicide and somebody feeling pretty suicidal. Which is never a fun thing to read about. We take it very seriously here at DBT. And so when somebody is struggling with suicide, I often first validate them and try to be gentle with them and let them know it's a pretty common experience. It's a pretty normal experience to not want to be alive. We just may not subscribe to it being so normalized. And when we are suffering, it's really hard to transform that. Almost impossible, right? Especially if we're experiencing these high levels of emotion dysregulation. High levels of emotion dysregulation, from my perspective, equal expert mind. And expert mind will often tell us, you know, don't use those skills. Don't worry about those skills. They're stupid. They don't work anyway. It doesn't matter. Those are some of the things that I have been told by clients as far as what their expert mind is telling them. So transforming suffering is going to be a daily act, okay? There's a really great book out there called No Mud, No Lotus. That's something that we are reading here in the DBT Center. I cannot pronounce the name, but I'll do my best. Thich Nhat Hanh. It's a wonderful book that talks about the secret to happiness, and it's basically talking about how we need to acknowledge and transform the suffering, not run away from it, right? We can't avoid it. And so for self, what I've learned to help myself get out of those moments when I feel like I'm suffering is I come back to my basics. I come back to my mindfulness skills. I also come back to some distress tolerance skills. So I can at least get out of emotion mind long enough to jump into wise mind and say, hey, what's actually going on right now? Can I transform this moment? Can I transform my suffering and get through this moment? So, however you have been able to transform suffering in the past, capitalize on that, bring it back, learn new ways to transform suffering. Remember the skills of ABC, please. These skills, friends, are so wildly effective as preventative maintenance for the body. Okay. I want you to ask yourself, where do I wake up in the morning on the SUD scale? Or whenever I wake up, am I at a 0? Am I at a 3? Am I at an 8? Okay. If you're in the higher numbers upon wake up, my thoughts are you're probably pretty close to panic zone. That's tough. That's an awful experience. That is no way to live. So in order to build a life worth living, we use our skills. Over and 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 over at every type of SUDS level in an effort to reinforce to the brain, hey, this is another language that I'm speaking and I'm applying and I'm navigating my life with this language. The DBT way, I don't see how it could be ineffective, really, to balance problem-solving strategies and validation strategies for self in an effort to build a life worth living, even with suffering, even with pain. It's totally possible. It's difficult, and it's possible. So again, back to the ABC, please. If you guys remember, A is for accumulate positives. We want to try to figure out at least one thing a day that we can do that makes us feel happy. Okay. Sometimes that may require opposite action. Do your very best to accumulate at least one positive a day. Something that's like a reliable happy trigger. Okay. The B is build mastery. I was talking about this with a client today and she's feeling like She's like, I'm a badass. And I said, yeah, why are you a badass? And she said, I've been working 11 to 12 hours a day. And I just feel like I'm getting my goals met. And every time I leave work, I jump up and down and I smile and I just feel like I did it again. I said, that's building mastery. Look, you're doing it. It's super tough and it's possible. And the result is you feel competent and confident. Remember, the opposite of anxiety is confidence. Okay. Confidence is also very quiet. That's what I've noticed is people with ego tend to be louder and more attention seeking. People with confidence are quiet. They don't need extra validation. They can validate themselves. It's pretty remarkable. The C, it's for cope ahead. Remember that cope ahead is kind of a rehearsal in the brain. It's utilizing the same regions of the brain as actually doing the activity that you're coping ahead for, right? So maybe you have a test coming up. Maybe, gosh, I don't know, maybe you have a hard conversation that you have to have, or maybe a really big project is coming up and you're not really sure how to do it. So you use your cope ahead skill. Please remember that you've got to use the five senses soothing after you do your cope ahead skill and then after the actual activity. We want to reinforce the goodness into the brain. Like, oh, I did a hard thing. I get rewarded. Yay. Now the please skills, right? Treat physical illness, balanced eating, avoid mood altering substances, and balance sleep and exercise. As trite as that might seem, it is the prescription. It is the preventative maintenance to reduce emotional vulnerability. So for self, ask, what am I doing that's moving me away from my goals? What am I doing that's moving me toward my goals? What behaviors can I replace my ineffective behaviors with so I can reach my goals faster? That's it for today. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. As always, I do look forward to any emails that you send to me, Stephanie at the dbtcenterofutah.com. And practice some ABC please this week. See if you can get your suds down at least a couple points every single day and take a suds when you wake up to see what happens after a couple days of practicing this in earnest. We'll see you guys next time on DBT Weekly. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful, effective week.